Today on the Blessed League podcast, we have our very first guest, the founder of the league promotion website known as League Crawler. Also, today's episode is brought to you by... Nah, just kidding. We don't got no sponsors.
You're actually the first, like, real guest that we're getting on, you know?
Oh, man. Dude, I'm going to try to set the bar pressure High then.
Yeah. Need everybody to look at you.
No. I appreciate you guys taking some time with me, man. I love doing this kind of stuff. I mean, I started the site, you know, with the intention of always promoting, you know, leagues and stuff. So, you know, to get a chance to talk to some of these groups that are out there, to me, it's exciting. I love doing it. So, you know, people are always thanking me, but I feel like it's the other way around.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool. You're actually getting ahead of me. Let's just start it right away.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I was going to ask one of the questions I was going to ask you. This is actually something you said in another interview, that you started League Crawler as a means to rate leagues. It's turned more into a way like people promote their leagues. The question being, is that really the direction you're taking League Crawler, more of a league promotion?
Yeah, absolutely. And not even so much, I think, maybe as I feel like it's kind of gone that way because that's what the community wants rather than right. What my original vision was. I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, when I started it, I was a commissioner, and before I was a commissioner, I was a player, you know, and I played in a bunch of leagues, and I started my own league because all the leagues I joined sucked and they would fold within a couple weeks or people were cheating or doing crazy stuff. And so that did the league thing for a while, and I just always found like it was really hard to find good players, you know, and, you know, I did it for a couple years and it was like, man, they're just, if there was some sort of database or repository that had, you know, a list of the leagues that were out there and the list of the players that were out there, and you could go out there and you could rate, if you're a player, you could rate a league and vice versa, you know, then maybe some of the riffraff would get sifted, you know, and then, you know, the good leagues would find the good players. And this was kind of pre, you know, Twitter, what it is now, right? Because it's been 6 years I've been doing this. And so, you know, what ended up happening was is we, you know, Twitter kind of took off for us. And so really it kind of became more of a promotional tool than anything, you know, and I feel like good players see the content that good leagues put out on Twitter and on their websites and their daddy leagues pages and all these different things that are out there. And, you know, and they're attracted to it. Right. And they think, oh, this is actually a league that I like would join and not quit, you know? And so those leagues, typically they find good players and they have their processes of figuring out whether somebody's legit before they even bring them in the league. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of been, you know, a cycle, I guess, of different things that have kind of all come together at the same time.
Yeah. As a commissioner, you know, I agree with literally everything you just said from, you know, looking for good players, not knowing if they're going to come into the league and be just ass and all that stuff, or as a player even looking for leagues and not knowing if that league is serious and whatnot. But yeah. Like you said, like, you know, when you start stuff, sometimes it just goes into a direction you didn't even intend to where, like, yeah, at first you were kind of like a Yelp of Madden leagues. And
that's right.
So now it's more about the promotion of individual leagues. And it kind of makes more sense to me that way. I don't know about you, but
yeah,
because now that way, I mean, actually, I'll go with a question. How do people promote them? How do leagues promote themselves on League Crawler usually?
Yeah, so the site is designed to be completely non-biased, first of all, and it's all self-serve. You know, so you know when you join the site and you do anything on the site with your league, so basically, you know, you create your, you know, your account, you create a league page for your league, and then anytime you do anything, so whether it's, you know, updating your, you know, open teams or whatever, it's set up to be automatic. So it bumps it to the top of the list, you know, on the site itself. And then it automatically sends an update to Twitter and it sends an update to Facebook and it sends an update to Discord all at the same time. So it just, you know, so you as a commissioner, if you're looking for a player, you know, all that stuff kind of happens automatically. And then, you know, so then, you know, on the Twitter side, you know, I tell people all the time, and I try to be as completely opposite to, like, you know, if you're posting on like a Madden forum or like a Operation Sports forum, and people always tell you, what do they always tell you? Stop bumping stuff, like stop spamming, you know? I tell people all the time, spam the crap out of me, you know? Tag me in everything that you can on Twitter, and I just, I mean, I literally manually retweet as much as I humanly can, you know? Like, if I get 100 things for one league all at the same time, you know, that I get tagged in. Like, I don't typically retweet all that stuff because I don't want to spam everybody else with it. But, you know, I try to sift through it as often as I can and retweet just as much, you know, as I can from different things.
We definitely use that Twitter promotion from League Crawler.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Yeah, it's funny because I never really intended it to be that way. But I know that like it's a super easy tool, right? So, you know, you can kind of like update, you know, your official, you know, whatever you want to do on my site and my page. And like, that's fine. That does its own thing. And then, you know, beyond that, if you just want to constantly just, you know, kind of throw content out there, you know, Twitter's a great place to do it. And I'm, you know, happy to get the word out.
Do you still play at all?
Yeah, so I haven't bought Madden, the newest one, because I'm kind of opposed to it. I don't know if you're going to get into that, so I won't spoil it if you're going there. But I don't know, man. I've been playing Madden since '98 on the PC, you know, and you just get tired again of getting crapped on by EA. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I do as a franchise player. And this year, I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not buying it. It's the first one I've ever not bought since '98.
We definitely feel exactly the way you feel. I was, you know, strongly considering not to buy it. Sorry for cutting you off, but yeah.
No, if you're running a league, you have to. I mean, that, exactly, like they got you guys. Reason. Yeah, and I haven't played in a league since I started League Crawler, so it's been 6 years now. Okay. So and what it is I just, you know, honestly, like the time that I spent playing and running a league, I put into the site and I put into all this stuff, you know, and so I. And frankly, I wasn't very good. I mean, I've always played as the Bengals. I'm from Cincinnati, and I always had, in, you know, it, depending on what year I was in, I think there was like three different Steeler owners that were in the leagues I was in, and they were always like the best player in the league. So I always get crushed, and it's like, that's just heartbreaking. Hilarious. So it's like nothing. It's a lot like my regular Bengals in real life. Damn. You know, we just can't win virtually or anywhere else.
No, I feel you. I hate to see it.
How do you feel about Joe Burrow?
You know, I love Joe Burrow. You look at him and you say, okay, he probably doesn't have much of a different skill set from like an Andy Dalton, you know, in terms of his ability to, you know, muscle it down the field or whatever else.
I think it's a big upgrade from Andy. Sorry for
that. I think so too. But there's an X factor there. There's a, whatever it is, man, it's, you know, that Cam Newton style, absolutely, you know, Megatron. They all had that extra whatever that is, you know.
A new era QB. Like
got that. Yeah, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
But no, I play it. I mean, I play offline by myself. You know, I just – and for me, it kind of makes sense. I spend the time that I spend working on the site and doing different things. And then for me, it's just – I just enjoy playing. But like I said, for me, I enjoy just watching what everybody else is doing at this point. It's been really cool sitting where I sit away from like being in a league. And then on top of that, too, I thought it would be a conflict of interest if I played in a league. I've had tons of people, hey, can you join my league? Can you join my league? And I just always thought it would be a conflict of interest to own the site for and then promotion. Also be in a league because people would think, yeah, you know, he's just promoting these guys because he's in it.
I mean, yeah. It could look that way, I guess.
People still accuse me of that, you know.
That's funny.
But
man.
It's like, no, the site literally is set up to operate without me touching it. So, yeah, I try to stay as, you know, completely unbiased as I can, you know, true. And just.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Promote everybody. Yeah.
Sorry. I wanted to ask you earlier, actually. How do you like? What's your background, basically? Like what? What are you working in and everything? Like, how do you end up, you know, creating League Crawler?
Trial and error, man. I'm not a professional developer. And honestly, that's why, you know, the
like
site.
You don't have any
so I'm
coding,
actually,
code, like, you're not a coder. No. Okay.
No. I wish. That would make it way easier.
Right. So you just put in time. Like, you're basically learning everything you're doing, like, step by step.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yep.
I know that vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, when I was starting this, so this is really 8 years in. It's really been live for 6 years, and I spent, you know, I don't know, like kind of off and on, you know, probably a year and a half or so, like just tinkering with stuff when I had the idea for it until I felt like I could actually do something and, you know, throw it out there. But, yeah, it's just really, you know, all the graphics are me except for my logo. all the graphics are me, all the Twitter's me, the entire site's me, you know, Twitter's all me. Like I said, everything is me. It's a one man show. And I've had people come along the way and help promote and different things like that. So I don't want to say like, you know, I've never had any help with anything, but in terms of like development of the site, it's been on me.
Right. No, everybody needs help, you know.
Yeah, I work
to spread the word.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm a business analyst in my full time job. I crunch data all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Business.
Yeah.
No, you're lying. You told me you're a DJ. DJ.
I am a DJ on the weekends. Yes, but I'm not a cool DJ. I'm not one of like I don't have turntables or anything. Like I play. Right.
You bring MP3s. Your MacBook. You plug it in.
Right. Pretty much it. You know, I wear a tuxedo and I do weddings. I've done 600 weddings over the last 20 years.
That's hilarious, man. DJ Lee Crawler.
That's right.
Wedding crawler. Let's go.
Are you married?
What's that?
Are you married?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been married 16 years. I got 3 kids. Yeah, so I stay busy, man.
Jeez. Yeah, you must be busy as hell, man.
I am. Yeah, it's good. It's a good busy, though. You know, I don't feel stressed or overwhelmed. I have a good family, and, you know, we do a lot of fun stuff.
Hey, amen. That's all you can really hope for, isn't it?
Yep.
I think so.
I saw you had a Twitch channel for League Crawler.
I do, yeah.
What do you guys basically broadcast on there? League Crawler TV, right?
Yeah. It's, so that's been, I don't know how to describe that. It's, so we had this idea. It actually... So the guy from MBL actually kind of came up with the idea, mm-hmm. I don't know, 3-4 years ago, and it was something we tried, and it was the idea was to basically just always have a stream going of different leagues to kind of help them promote their channel, right? And so the idea was that you kind of sign up for a time slot, and so I think last year we had like 20 different leagues sign up and just say like, hey, every Monday 7 to 8 p.m. we're going to do something, you know. And they would jump on and stream something. I think that leagues liked that. One of the things that leagues didn't like about that was we weren't getting them any extra views, really, right? And I think part of that is because they're playing a league game, right? And people outside of a league game typically don't watch other leagues' games. You know what I mean? Like, and so it was a challenge to really get other people outside of those leagues to, you know, to really get on board with it and kind of watch and stuff. So, now that being said, so, like I said, I'm doing a complete, like literally top to bottom, site overhaul. And I think we're going to try to do something a little bit different with that, you know, whether it's either on our Twitch or we're just promoting certain leagues, Twitch channels, like on the site itself, not 100% sure. I'm trying to get more involved with the 2K community to do some of their stuff, because League Caller is not just about Madden, it's about all different kinds of games. And so we'll see. I don't know. It's you know, we definitely had a lot of support with it last year when we were doing it. But again, it was a tough sell to get other people to go watch, because it's just one game, you know, it's week 3 of, you know, Rams Titans or whatever, you know, from some league that you're not a part of. So it was tough to get, you know, 100 people from, you know, different leagues to go watch it, right? I mean, we'd promote it. People would jump in from time to time, but, you know, it wasn't something that was huge. So we're trying to figure out how to do it a little bit better.
No, I know exactly what you mean about the, like, getting people to watch, because as someone that's trying to promote his league, basically, that's the problem I run into, is people don't know the people in our league, you know, without giving too much of the Blessed League sauce, you know. That's basically right. The challenge of, you know, running a league and trying to promote it. Just getting people to know the individual players in your league so that they can, you know, like when they see, oh, such and such is playing, they'll be like, oh, I want to watch him play. Stuff like that. Like, right. Basically try to build a following for each of your users, really.
Right.
That type of
thing. Yeah, we talked to, there was a guy that was, I was working with a little bit that was, he really liked the idea, and we were kind of collaborating for a little while, the idea was to kind of the tie-in was going to be to have a weekly recap of like different leagues and different, you know, like a highlight reel of, you know, different things that happened on the channel for that week. And so we tried that for a little while, but I'm not a video editing guy, and so I couldn't make it happen. So I was relying on him, and, you know, he was unavailable, and so it just kind of fell off. But I don't know. We'll see. I think it's a good idea still. I think we can maybe try to do something different with it and see what happens.
No, yeah, I was gonna say exactly, like, to do that, you like a video editing skills is like really important to like make the right. thing look nice, so that, you know, like right. people know it's like the professional place where all the leagues where to watch all the leagues, that kind of stuff. So yeah, right. like production right. is a big factor in that.
For sure, yeah, and he was right. I mean, that it was his idea. He's like, look, I mean, if you really want people to watch the channel for something, you know, depending on whatever league jumps in, right? If you want somebody to be aware of the channel and watch whatever's on the channel, no matter what league it is, you got to have some sort of, you know, channel specific content, you know, some sort of wrap up or some sort of podcast yeah. or interview show that's highlighting some of that stuff that's on there. So then the people that aren't part of it or not watching it, you know, want to come in, and, you know, the leagues that are part of it, you know, they stay in because, you know, they want to get their content featured. Right. And, so we just weren't able to make it happen. It's like I said, it's tough and it's not my skill set. So, you know, if something like that comes along again, be really encouraged and be happy to, you know, try to do it again.
All right. That's pretty much a challenge, man. It's hard.
Right. Right. I can only do so much. Like I said, I got a lot of, you know, a lot of things in the fire.
Of course. You know the vibes. So that's what we can expect from League Crawler.
Yeah, but yeah, be on the lookout. I mean, like I said, I've been working on this new site for some time now, and it's going to be a pretty major upgrade. It's going to do a lot of the same stuff it did before, you know, but the look and feel is going to be completely different. It's going to have a lot more like customization for, you know, for leagues to do, you know, for their like own team specific page. And then the hope is too, is that it'll be able to, you know, players can, you know, go on there and promote their own content. You know, so if you got somebody that's a graphics guy or somebody that, like we said, is a video editing guy, you know, they can, you know, throw that stuff on the site, you know, they can kind of promote themselves and you know, hopefully it'll help everybody, you know, kind of get all their stuff out there a little bit easier. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Hopefully that works out. Everybody in Bless yeah. League listening, make sure to, you know, support. Go to leaguecrawler.com, right?
That's right.
Yeah, leaguecrawler.com. Go and support. You know, you can promote your stuff, promote your own content, promote your own league.
Yep, absolutely. So how about you guys? Let me ask you, where are you guys from, and how did you guys do, you know, get started with this?
Blake, you want to go first?
Sure. I actually ran a league myself. I'm a longtime Madden player like you. And then, like, I got into doing content and trying to keep a league interesting and run it. But it just became too much. I kind of didn't have, like, the help that I kind of needed this year. And the game wasn't really what I wanted it to be. So I just didn't really want to take the time. And I kind of jumped into Bless League a few years back. And I kind of got into the administration role last year. And where we wanted to go with the league and how we both like have the same problems running the league. So kind of like Wonder Twin powers activate, here we are.
I've been trying to get Blake to, you know, hop on and, you know, commit to Bless League full time for so long, because he does basically the same stuff for his league that I do for my league. And I've been telling him for so long, if we just put our heads together, we would do such craziness. But yeah. I think that's
cool. It's, you know, it's tough to commit to that, man. You know,
with time, you know, with time, like, exactly, like, it's crazy,
right? Right. So, how about you? How did you get into it?
Basically, I've been playing Madden for a very long time. I've been playing like since Madden 05 on franchise mode type stuff. I got into the CFM stuff like in Madden 16. I had stopped playing for a while because of school and stuff, but sorry. But yeah, Madden 16, I got back into the CFM stuff. I was just a user for a while, and then like running into like commissions, questionable commissioners, like basically led me into creating my own league. And then when I created it, I felt like no one's gonna really be in my league if it doesn't have, like, you know, something separate, you know, that how do you say something that, you know, separates it from the other leagues. And so that's when I started, you know, thinking about, all right, let me make content, let me make, you know, these things for, like, you know, people that win games and whatnot. And then that's when it turned into like, oh, I can maybe make this into a like a network and broadcast a league, and you know, now we're here.
Yeah, that's good. So what do you guys? What separates you from the other leagues? Then what?
So
what was
basically,
that catch?
Yeah. So at first, it was more of like, you know, just within the league, just, you know, broadcasting so that people within the league know what's going on. Because sometimes some leagues, like, you'll have some users that don't even know what's going on with the rest of the league. They're just like playing their games and whatnot. So that's how I started, just, yeah, you know, trying to broadcast to the people in our league. And then now what we're doing more of, we're trying to get into the social media. So like YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. And basically that's what we're doing. We're just promoting, not promoting our league, but like broadcasting our league.
We're branching out now from outside our own walls into the Madden space
here. Basically, yeah. Yeah, basically, in a sense, we're trying to, you know, create a following.
There's a few streamers in the league.
That's good. That's good. Not that I had to turn this into an interview of you guys, but one thing I always meant to ask you guys is your league name is very unique, right? And I was always curious how you guys came up with that.
I'm actually so glad you asked me that. I really want to explain this story. wow, it's such a deep story. I can go back so far. I'm going to try to keep this short. I'm from Canada. I don't know if you noticed from my accent, like, I'm not American. So yeah.
Yeah, Canada, leading the world and being north of America. Got it.
Straight up, you know?
I'm from Canada, so it's basically Canada.
Right. Sorry.
You can roast Canada all you want. But yeah. So yeah. One thing, like, people say here is, you know, like, when something, instead of saying like, oh, cool, they'll say, oh, bless. Like, certain thing, like, somebody makes a good play, they say, oh, that play was blessed. And so there's something, I came into like one league that, like, basically like one of my main leagues, and I used to always say that all the time. I used to be like, oh, bless, this is a bless game, bless, bless, bless. And so when I created when I created my own league, that was the first thing that came into mind. It was just like, yo, this is Bless League. So that's literally where the name came from.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't know, because you kind of have like an angel or something, right? That's kind of part of the logo. So, like, I didn't know if there was a spiritual or, you know, maybe
exactly
a religious
it's
element.
It's only
going
happened
on there
once.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's only because exactly. Speaking of, because like, it's only happened once that somebody thought that like we were like some kind of Christianity league. But like,
right,
we couldn't be anywhere further from that. Like, this one thing I say, one thing I say is like, we're probably the most toxic league in Madden. Like, people come into this chat and be like, yo, like, the toxicity, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Toxicity level is just through the roof. Yeah, like, if you're not ready to get made fun of and just dragged through the dirt after a loss, like, this isn't the league for you.
Just don't even jump in. And that's funny you say that, because there are a lot of leagues that do, they just do not have thick skin at all. It's tough to run a league with people that are, you know, constantly upset the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, at the end of the game, he threw one more touchdown against me. That was unnecessary. That was bullcrap. That was this and that was that. And, you know, it's like,
yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because basically, yeah, like, the way we started, like, a lot of that stuff, we tweaked.
Instigated?
In the sense of, like, we tweaked the rules and all that stuff to, like, avoid all type of stuff like that, to avoid people crying, all that kind of stuff. And eventually, I feel like it built up like the thick skinness of the rest of the league.
That's good. It helps, right? I mean, as long as everybody's on the same page and you know, everybody doesn't get offended and they can throw it back so easily.
No, one of our oldest users, he always says, it's like a lot of people they'll load up the game or like join the league thinking like, okay, I'm gonna win the Super Bowl. Like, anybody that joins like that, those are the people that, you know, they won't last. Like, they'll get upset, that kind of stuff.
The people that come in on fire.
Yeah.
How we say they come in on fire talking the most crap, and then basically, they always leave in a game or two.
they lose a game and they just can't handle it, right? And then they just end up consuming. How good are you guys at recruiting players? You know, let's say that it's week 14, you know, and you've got a 2-12 team, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and somebody just quit. How good are you guys at recruiting for those spots? Or do they usually stay vacant until, you know, the league turns over, you know, the season?
I see. That's also interesting that you asked that. You're a very good interviewer.
I'm sorry. I just...
It's all right, man.
I should do more of this, man.
I honestly don't mind. You really should. Basically, I think people don't understand. And actually, I'm so glad you asked me that, because now I really want to say this. This one of the main reasons why Bless League, not survived, but, grew the way it did, is because of that. I was so on top of recruiting. Like, listen to me. Like, as soon as I would hear a dude talk like he was going to quit, I was already recruiting.
And, this is facts.
You know, for the three first years type stuff, you know? As soon as somebody would, talk like they were going to quit, I would, right away, I'd be on it. I'd be recruiting Facebook, all the recruiting ways. And to be completely honest, for the first 3 years, it honestly took a toll on me. To have like literally every 2 days, I'm adding someone, literally have a full conversation with this dude. Yeah, yep. I'm not going to quit. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Dude quits after one half. You know, that type of stuff. Like, we've gone through at least like hundreds of users, you know?
Yep.
And so
yep.
the reason I was so glad you asked me that is because, like I said, this really takes a toll on you. Like, when you run a league and you're trying to do other stuff than just have the league, right?
Right.
Like, you're trying to do all this, you know, promotion stuff. So oftentimes what I do, I'll appoint someone in the league as recruiter, you know, offer him in-game rewards, you know, like you'll get a dev at the end of the season, attributes, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the position of recruiter, nobody really understands what it is. They'll be like, I'll just recruit a team. And, you know, they don't understand. You're going to have to go through, 15 people to, find one good user. And, nobody really knows that that's what recruiting is.
Right.
That's a really hard part.
Yeah, it is, man. Like you said, again, the reason I created this thing, you know, was because I put so much time and so much effort into my league that I ran, and, you know, you'd have 25, 26, 28, you know, core, you know, really great users. And you were always trying to fill, I always felt like you're trying to fill those last four or five spots and keep them there because say you get to mid season and somebody quits and then it's hard to fill it, you know, or, you know, whatever happens. And then my league went through the PS3 to PS4 transition. So I lost a bunch of people that way too. And it was like, man, if I had somebody championing, I don't know how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Promoting and helping me out, right? And, you know, I thought that would be good, you know, or if I had a way of showing people, like, hey, I'm a legit league, like, I'm part of this community and I'm here to stay, you know, then maybe, you know, good players would see that and they'd want to join, you know, because, you know, like you said, I mean, when you put a lot of time and effort into your league and you see what people are doing now with Twitter, with the graphics and the commentary and the videos and the recaps and stuff like this, you know, for somebody that's out there that wants to join a legitimate league, you know, once they come across that, they go, yeah, this is exactly what I was looking, you know? And so, you know, you try to get that all in one place for somebody that is a good league, you know, to be able to find those good players, you know, and reward them for their efforts. Right. And so I think we've done that a little bit. I think we've certainly helped with some of that. There's certainly a lot more, you know, work to do on our end to do more of it. But I'm glad it's working. I mean, honestly, it was a pipe dream just to see if I could create this thing, you know, and to see all these leagues jump in and guys like you and, you know, you guys and just how nice you guys have been to me and all that kind of stuff has just been really cool because, like I said, I didn't even know that I could even, you know, put something together when I started out this path. So,
man,
it's been pretty cool.
And that's really impressive, everything you've done with League Crawler. And it's literally everything you just said is exactly the same mindset I had, like, where with my league trying to promote and everything and to see like where exactly the point I am now. I'm like, okay, let me try to promote the league, show people that how cool the league is, so that maybe that's how people, you know, will find good users. So it's literally the same mindset. And, you know, leaguecrawler.com, that's where, you know, if you got a Madden league you want to promote, that's where you go.
Appreciate it, guys. This has been fun.
Hey, man. We went a little bit over the time we said.
Sorry. That's my fault.
No, it's all good, man. We're not going to keep you here any longer. Thanks for coming up. And
Appreciate it. You're
welcome back anytime, man.
Appreciate it. Anytime you guys need me, let me know. Everybody out there, you guys have a good evening, good weekend.
And now, back to the regularly scheduled programming. These new songs take forever to drop. Alright, we here, episode 4, Bless League Podcast. We got your host, Smoke Black Man. We got the co-host, Blake, owner of the Patriots. What it do? We got... Goddamn, my bad. We got Little Philly, owner of the Cards. And we got Reggie, owner of the Jaguars. What's up, my friends?
What up?
I'm trying not to curse anymore on the podcast. It gotta be more, how do you say
it? I am a Christian.
What?
That's true. But how do you say it? Not marketable, more brandable? No, whatever. That's not the word I'm looking for. But yeah. We in here, episode 4. Let's get it cracking. We didn't do an episode last week. It was the off season. Usually we'll try to do one, but you know, things were kind of hectic, so we had to skip last week. But here we are. I guess we'll start it off with a look back at the Super Bowl from season 1. That's the, you know, the latest thing that happened. So it was J Money versus Little Z. It was a good game. I forget the score. Was it a tight game?
I think it was a 2-score game.
Okay. It was entertaining nonetheless. J Money came out on top. Congrats to him. Hold up. What do we got? Some applause here. So congrats to J Money, the Cowboys user, winning the season 1 Super Bowl, taking that $100 cash prize. You know?
We need to move Lonzo.
That ain't no problem. Huh? That ain't no problem.
So, question to you guys. Do you guys think Little Z will ever make it back to the Super Bowl? The Chiefs user.
After watching Z and Quay play for money over and over and over again, I don't see it happening.
They played for money?
Yeah, but
like 6 money games and 1-5.
To this day,
I didn't know about that. That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, they were playing all day yesterday.
Okay, this happened all in like one day, or it could have been like an ongoing thing.
After the first 3, he didn't get tired of losing.
That's funny as hell. How much did he lose? Does anybody know?
I think he's down 70, honestly.
He's got to make that money back, winning the Super Bowl, winning his games of the week, you know?
Actually, no. The one he won was 50. Okay. So he got 50 of it back. He's down 40. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just not too bad.
You know the fucking vibe. All right,
Little Z. We believe in you. You know, you can you can get your money back from Quay. Or, you know, just make your money back.
That's what he was trying to do, and he ended up with 5 L's. Yeah. So you just quit right now.
Also, the AFC's other top users didn't even play last season, so you know.
I think it's gonna get tight. Reggie and
Banjo.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think he might get back during this Madden. I don't think he's gonna get back this season.
Oh, actually, is there a reason why not this season?
I mean, because I'm playing, Banjo's playing, Quay's playing, and I mean, Puff ain't no pushover. So, I mean, that's a gauntlet to go through.
Are you saying y'all? And
then he ripped his team apart.
So that's the reason I would say.
If he had the full Chiefs, I could say. I mean, if he had the full four Chiefs, they're one of the probably the best team in the AFC.
And he split with Griff last year. So
oh yeah, and I forgot about yeah. He got to worry about Griff too. No disrespect to him. I just forgot about him.
Damn. So everybody's saying Little Z won't make it back to the Super Bowl. Okay, but you said he'll make it back eventually, just not this year.
Yeah,
never.
I don't think it'll be this year.
Philly, you said never.
Never again. I don't think he makes it to the conference game ever again.
Relax. Damn, conference game.
I'm not gonna disrespect this skill like that, but I can't see him winning another. I can't see him getting to another Super Bowl.
It's pretty.
You gotta build that team back up.
I will say this: I haven't seen any, you know, any proof in the AFC that he can't make it back. Yes, I know Reggie and Banjo are playing this year, but you know we haven't seen them in the playoffs yet.
The proof is we saw Quay beat him 5 out of 6 times yesterday. All
right, that's out of league. They probably played on comp, bro.
They did. But Z had the Chiefs and Quay had the Bills. So, I mean, he had to stop Chiefs and couldn't win with that.
I mean, you know, comp, sim, it's a big difference, you know. And the pressure of, you know, being in the league. You know, I think Little Z, he's going to make it back sooner than people are saying, too.
I see a league quit in the future.
Oh man, that's terrible. Shit, that's a look back at the Super Bowl, you know, thinking Lil Z will make it back. Quick question, what would you guys do if you win the Super Bowl with the prize money? What are you buying with it? We got $100 Super Bowl prize for the Super Bowl, for those that don't know. What are you guys doing with
well,
it?
I got kids, bills. I'm about to get married, so it's gonna go in there somewhere.
Say word. Congrats!
I won. It's going straight to a gambling site.
Big
get my
facts.
Money up, turn that 100 to 100K.
You know the fucking vibes.
I already noticed. I'm getting a chicken dinner for sure. Gotta have the winner chicken dinner.
It'd probably go towards either my new computer or my new Xbox.
Oof. You know the vibes.
Straight up!
And if I have those things before I win the Super Bowl, I'll probably just buy, like, groceries or some shit.
Fact. Gotta get this. You gotta eat. Alright. So that's that. So now, let's move on to this season. We got a couple new users. 5, to be exact. Let's start off with Peak Season, the Bills user. Anybody here played him? I think you played him, Blake.
Yeah, I played him week 1.
What you got to say about him? You think he's going to last?
I mean, I think he's good enough to be in Bless League. Like, I don't think he'll get beat down to the point where he'll want to leave.
Okay, you're saying average Bless League skill?
I mean,
and he's in the easiest division in England.
Hold up.
The slander is real. The slander is real.
No. I'm not saying any of y'all are bad. I'm saying there are some real hard.
He's just saying divisions you're easy to beat. That's all he's saying.
I mean, my division you could say is easy too. Mm. If you wanted to.
More shots.
No, I mean, that's what's been said. I'm not saying it's easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the Colts ain't no
2 free wins.
Pushover. Puff ain't no pushover.
Colts is ass. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. Colts is not very good.
I mean, he made the playoffs, though. He beat people.
Somebody did this.
Last
one. Oh, I got a new sound. Let's go.
Somebody did this.
I was waiting for them to add this one. Can y'all hear it?
Somebody did this.
Oh, did you hear what was it?
It's a somebody did this. I was waiting for him to add this one. Oh man, I'm late. My bad. All right. So we were saying, yeah, yo, the division is good, bro.
And I mean, Ifri's team, like the Bills team, is better than you. So that would be his leg up there. Grinch has by far the best team in that division. He's been so building. That would be what he has to worry about team-wise.
All right. So peak season, you think he's good? We'll see if he lasts. Next new user, 49ers, your man's Reggie. Where do you know him from?
I met Stiller playing weekend league like five Maddens ago. It's been years. We've been... And then I went up to Pittsburgh. Oh, that's when we met in person. And then he met me, and we were in Denver together once. So we met in person a few times, but I mean, we pretty much talk every day. Vibes? We just never been in this franchise together because he normally plays in money leagues. And so I guess when this one became a money league, it sounded good to him.
Sounded a little more interesting to him. I see. He's pretty good, man. He came in. Philly. How's that game?
He's a fucking cheeser, like still. I mean, like Philly.
He's solid. Well, I got some fun next game.
If you go back and watch the game, he ran the same exact defense on me as what he ran on Philly. That man up, he mans the whole game. So, but
disengage.
I mean, Chark that guy. Like, if you go watch the play that won me the game, I just threw it up to Chark, and he came down. I mean, it was just a straight streak, and he jumped over the dude and landed on like the 1 yard line.
That's wild. I need a play. And then
put me up. And then when it was his drive, my pass rush was just eating him up.
How convenient. Yeah,
he's definitely good. He's going to be right up there with the top users.
Yeah,
I played him before too. I knew his name looked familiar, and I don't recognize names unless they beat me in weekend league or they DC good. So I knew he was going to be good going in. And I was like, all right, we're going to see what happens. And he beat the shit out of me, but we coming back week 7.
Okay. That's true. You got to play him twice a week, twice a year. That'll be interesting to see.
Three times.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'll make sure that doesn't happen. So next user, Vikings. Is he from Triumphant, Little Philly?
Nah, I met him in another money league, and he just hit me up randomly and was asking if I had any leagues, and I told him about this one. Enjoying.
How would you rank his skill level?
Last Madden, he's a lot better than this Madden, from what I've seen. He looks like he fell off a little bit.
It's a fraud.
But he's still pretty solid. The league I met him in, he won this first bowl, he beat me, and then the second bowl I beat him, and then I left. So
Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Putting him in my division.
Somebody did this.
All right. Nah. Lions dude
is from Triumphant.
Yo, we got some questions about your man, Lions dude.
I don't know if he's good or not, because Quay beat Quay, and then Luke beat him by like 80. So I don't know how to assess his skill.
All right, so not enough statistics to assess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We got new Panthers. Anybody here played him?
I have not.
He's from the minors. Yo, I think he's the only minors to like to make it and actually stay. That is, hold up.
He also paid for multiple seasons.
Absolutely. He absolutely did. This is the one user that came out of the whole minors league. That is.
What was his reasoning on paying for multiple seasons?
He wanted to trade his first. He just absolutely needed to trade it. So we said, So yeah, that's it for the new users. Good luck to y'all. We'll see what y'all do. We'll see who, you know, doesn't make it. So, speaking of not making it, that's a bad transition. the interesting games. We had one from, I think, week one. It was Griff versus Quay. Did anybody have a chance to catch that one?
Yeah, watch that.
I think Quay won that game.
Yeah, Quay won. He was up early. I want to say it was 21-3. And then he had a couple bad, I want to say it was throw out of sack interceptions. And it was a close game again. And then I think Quay just ran away with it in the end.
Okay. So, there's one thing I noticed, yo. Y'all noticed Griff signed Don TNP's old QB, Cole McDonald, the speedster. But he's a pocket passer. Like, Griff never runs with his QB. The dude, I think he has like 30 rush yards in his first three games.
There wasn't really any QBs in free agency. Well, young QBs.
So
I want to know how he let all his like players hit free agency.
Yeah, and didn't he have Mariota like last year?
Oh, I'm not talking about Griff. I'm talking about the Bears.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Like all his players were crazy.
He said he signed everybody. I don't know what. Maybe they rejected his offer and he didn't realize it. I don't know.
That would be funny, man. That would be some Don TNP shit. Yeah. So, coming off that game of Griff versus Quay, the Raiders versus the Browns, who do you guys got if they match up in the playoffs?
Quay seems like he's picking them up.
I got Quay.
I'd probably say Quay as well.
Unanimous, I mean, for Quay.
Quay just hard to beat because he played pretty methodically, and he's real conservative on defense, so he kind of bends but don't break. So if you're one of those people that kind of try to hit home runs against him, he'll keep picking you off.
Yeah.
Unless Griff go on YouTube again and find the ways that Madden is broken.
Relax.
And use them in the game like he did last time.
Damn. Nah, bro.
Like he did for Claro.
Nah, you guys don't understand. Griff is going to beat him in the playoffs. And you know why? It's because Quay's playstyle is not conducive to winning in playoffs. It's too risky. He'd be taking risks and shit on offense mostly. Maybe not on defense. Like you say, he plays safe. But on offense,
I think
like
Quay's one of the more conservative users.
Yeah, so, I agree.
From what I've seen in like this year's playoffs, he plays like aggressive, and that's what like almost cost him the game, I feel like, in this year's playoffs. But
yeah, now if he plays outside his game, which is what you're talking about right now, yeah, but if he plays his normal game, he's pretty hard to beat.
I think Griff is gonna take him out his game in the playoffs if they meet. And take him out.
Isn't Griff 1-2?
That's what I was about to say, Griff.
If he makes it, that's true. If he makes it. We'll have to see.
I mean, it's 7 spots, so I'm sure
he'll
get in there.
Another game we had. We spoke about this a little bit while talking about Steeler, the new user. Philly versus Steeler, the 49ers user. That was an interesting game. I didn't watch the whole thing. What happened there, Phil?
Early, I was picking him apart. I guess I was snapping it to where he couldn't get his disengage set up because he didn't have it. Like, it wasn't coming through in the first quarter and a half. And then I threw a dumbass interception on the run commit. I lobbed it instead of throwing a bullet, and he ran under it and picked it. That was disgusting. And then after that, the disengage just kept coming through, and I was doubling the wrong person. Bone told me how to stop it, but I don't know. I feel like
same. We'll find out next game if it works.
Yeah, we'll see. it was gross though. That shit was pissing me off.
I didn't get to see it. I just saw like I just tuned in to see the score, and I saw Aaron Rodgers just looking, you know, thoughtful. It was a horrible sight to see. What was funny? The funniest thing about that is what he was saying in the chat leading up to the game. He was saying shit like, "Yo, guys, I heard about like some disengaged cheese." Like he was acting like he doesn't know how to play and shit. And like I didn't know at first. And yo, when we saw
one believed that was.
I didn't know. I was like, "Yo, is he being serious?" Yo, that shit was fucking hilarious, man. Yeah. So that was that game. There was Vikings versus the new Vikings dude versus Emmy, the Ravens user. Anybody catch that game?
I didn't.
I watched little pieces of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I didn't get to see it.
Another Vikings dude clutched up at the end.
Right. I didn't even know that
Emmy threw it to the wrong person and threw a pick down three. Oof. And that's how he lost. Not sure though.
So yeah, I mean, new Vikings dude beating Amy, the Ravens user. It's a pretty significant win. You guys think he's gonna win the NFC North?
He could.
I don't see much competition for him there.
Right.
How convenient is this?
He's going to plow my man right to his face.
Somebody
Steph can go on a run.
I think Steph's one of the few winless teams.
Steph ain't got no wins yet.
You're not tough to me.
Man, I didn't
even
peep
that. You're not the measuring stick of what street niggas listen to.
What's going on over there, dog? How you got from the one seed to 0-3?
Hey, bro, losing week one to BTG has been on my mind. Like, as I go to sleep, when I wake up, bro, it's been so bad since, and I haven't won since, bro. So, like, that one loss to BTG, it's like losing the Banjo. I have very little hope of winning that shit. Boz, I was like, I'd probably lose that game. I think I have a losing record against Boz, like, all time. But BTG. No! Yo!
That's tough.
Bro, and you know, I swear, I'm not even lying. Like, I'm not even making excuses. I had the game won. There was 10 seconds left in the game. I'm in field goal range. The game was over. And with 10 seconds left, I had a timeout. So I'm like, let me throw the ball. I shit you. Go look at the tape, bro. It was tipped 5 times in the air. Like, I think my guy drops it. His DB tips it. 5 guys, they come in, you know, they do the little Madden huddle. And then, yo, one dude comes up with it. And, yo, you know how I know it was scripted, bro? The return they get, like, they set this man up for the cleanest return, right? All he has to do is go straight. And, like, all my linemen are moving at one speed, right? Yo, like Devontae Adams came out of nowhere, bro. Just saved that, just made that tackle. Left him in field goal range. He missed a field goal. You know, I'm not going to keep going about this game, but yo, that shit has been
awesome. Why did you just run the ball, Steph?
That's all I had to do. And that's every time I lose to this nigga. Every time I lose to BTG. Every time I lose to BTG is because I don't like play seriously. If I was playing someone that I like, if I had you, Philly or Reggie or anybody that's fucking lit, YouTube Blake, that in that situation, I would run it, you know, make sure I get my dub. But BTG, I'm like, yo, let me dot this man, you know, like whatever.
And every I
always pay for it every single time.
And that's messed up still. And I said that the other day. I was like, when people play me. They try to play the most perfect game ever, but I watch them play other people and they make the most bonehead decisions.
I feel that. When you fight, I hate this. You know it's good. You got to, man.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I feel like I get everybody's best too. I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like I get that too though. Cause every time somebody beats me, you know, they get to fucking parade in the
you
chat.
You talk so much.
Well, I'm gonna say, Steph, you do talk a lot of shit. And you're the commish, so when people beat you, they're gonna celebrate.
That's how you get replaced.
Yo, that's how you get a new whatever insert team here on the way.
Somebody did this.
Sam. Oh man. But yeah, that's what it was. How did we even get to this? This wasn't even supposed to be like on the
dock. Yes, the Vikings competition for the North.
Okay, yeah, the NFC North. Right. Nah, you're right. I'm gonna win that. New Vikings ain't doing nothing. But yeah. No, I really had to get that out of my system about BTG. I think I'm gonna be good now going forward.
How convenient is that?
Did you guys see Bowen versus J Money?
Yeah.
I feel like they do their best to like not hype that game up when it's like, you know, two Super Bowl contenders, really.
Because it's like Philly and NFC, they like buddy system.
Mm. Oh, I still don't understand why y'all think I let him win it.
Bro, cool.
I'm just trolling.
Do we have to get into this? No, bro,
it has to play? Be a buddy game. Anytime I play my friends, it's a buddy game. So anytime you play yours, it yeah. has to be. It's the rules. It's a buddy game no matter what.
It's because you both did it once.
It's a buddy game.
Now you're like forever.
I'm not going to lie. The Cowboys were playing, and the Cowboys were having a comeback while I was playing Luke. So I wasn't like focused on the game, but I wasn't letting him win.
You definitely gave up a streak. To a 92 speed receiver though.
Yeah. I wasn't really my heart wasn't in it. I was watching the Cowboys, but but you know, it happens. It's cool. But what was the original question? How did we get to this?
Bowen versus J Money.
Bowen versus J Money. Yeah, I watched that. Bowen's run game got clamped and he wasn't great passing. Right. I think if you can get Bowen passing, you're in good shape.
So, I actually have a question. Do you guys think Bowen will ever beat J Money? Or is he forever?
Yes.
Yes?
Definitely. Wait a minute. Absolutely. Bowen will win a Super Bowl.
I promise you.
Listen, I would be willing to bet
somebody did this.
Any amount of money Bowen wins a Super Bowl.
He won't have to be he doesn't necessarily have to beat J Money to win the Super Bowl, though. I think the question is, will he ever beat J Money?
Yes, and yes, he will beat J Money. I mean, once he builds his team up a little more, he definitely will.
I don't know.
If he stayed on the Seahawks last year and played J Money, he would have beat him, in my opinion.
I can see that. Because the Saints are really assy, but to be honest, he made the worst.
Imagine he stayed on the Seahawks, made the same trade for Mixon. He'd be vicious.
I think he would have used.
But if you can get him down, he struggles past.
That's true. If you get him down, he does struggle. But it's hard to beat him once he get up.
Yeah, that's a fact. If you can figure out something with that run, then he looks a lost at times.
Who? But he doesn't really have the kind of receivers he wants to play with. Like, Michael Thomas is unstoppable. But, it's kind of the same thing for you, Philly. Like, you had D-Hop, but you didn't use him the way – like, there isn't a corner in this game that can stop D-Hop. But you didn't use him like that because he's not really your style. So, I think it's the same thing with him and Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody like Quay, I feel like, could really make Michael Thomas shine.
Yeah, for sure.
You know the fucking vines.
So that was Bowen versus J Money. I don't know. I don't know if Bowen will ever be J Money. I think Bowen is J Money's son right now, and he just can't break the mental barrier. He can't.
Big facts.
That's what I think. The last game we are looking back at. Jags, it's you, Reggie, the Jags user, versus Steeler, the Niners user, which was supposed to be game of the week, but we'll not get into that.
I'll go first on this one. I was down. He had me down two possessions the first half because I don't know, my defense just didn't want to play. But in the second half, my D-line kicked in and I was good. And then he played so aggressively on defense. That, I mean, like I said, he kept trying to press Chark. And he don't got no corner that can hold Truck. And that's where he lost the game for himself. And also, he wouldn't run the ball because he's trying to get his receivers up. So once he was up, he could have bled the game out. But he kept trying to get stats for his receivers. And I got a defense. And they finally started playing. I got some turnovers. And I was able to score.
And I watched the fourth quarter of that hot garbage game.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Somebody did this.
It was like six possessions in a row where these dudes were just throwing picks to each other.
Oh no, baby.
I mean, because we both was trying to throw the ball.
It was crazy. I was like, this is so trash. Why ain't nobody like throwing to the flat or nothing like that? Like, what's going on? Like, they just throwing deep posts and trying to beat everybody each other over the middle.
I'm trying to get my rookie receiver yard. He was clamping my little rookie. But like I said, Chart was always open, but I couldn't feed Chart like I wanted to because I was like, shit. And the first half, he had 160 yards. I'm like, so in the second half, if I throw to him too much, he going to stat cap. So I was trying to look at other places.
You know the fucking
And the defense he run is not easy. I mean, look, like Philly can attack. It's not easy to kill it like that. Like,
yeah,
it's not like he running regular cover three.
The whole time on his stream, he was crying about, man, it must be nice to have a God team.
That's funny.
That jump was hilarious.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you can get that disengage blocked, the Steelers dude is going to struggle a little bit.
And that's what happened. In the second half, I wasn't getting pressure like that.
It was a 50-something, 40-something game. This is crazy.
It was crazy indeed.
But I can guarantee you this. Out of 16 games, won't nobody hold him under 28.
Who?
And he'll go over 30 in pretty much every game. Damn. Like, it ain't. That's what I'm telling you. It sound easy. Like, it sound like I should have been able to clamp him. He should have been able to clamp me. But it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm-mm. We'll have to see.
We'll see.
Indeed. That's a look back on the games. Let's go. So look at the playoff race, but you know, we're still early in the season. So I guess all we'll do now is do some early predictions on each division. All right. So the AFC East, the easiest division in the league.
That's hard. To be honest, Grant should win it.
They hating, but we got 3-2-1 teams in there. Like, we the easiest division, but we got 3-2-1 teams.
Y'all just beating Grinch up on each other, though.
Grant should win.
I only played one division game. What you talking about?
Wow. Uninformed slander. That's
crazy. So I'm gonna say Grant. Carolina's saying Grant.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you wait on that.
Why are y'all picking me? I have not shown to be anything this year.
You have the best team. You put together the best O-line in Madden history. You got a superstar quarterback and good receivers. Like,
we get
you got all the keys.
I'm a year away.
I think
you're a year away.
I don't have a secondary.
It don't matter. You can't get sacked. You have a minute and a half in the pocket.
Madden blocking logic is still broke.
That's true.
You'd be surprised.
Hey, bro, I watched a DB run in front of Trent Brown that I just traded for. Bro, I was so sick, bro. He just ran right in front of him, bro. There was no other threat. Oh my God.
I literally watched a 3-man line, one defensive end, just run block by 3 blockers, and they just let him go and not do anything, and they just stand in there shuffling like.
Somebody
you
did.
You got a double in ID the right people.
Damn, we don't.
Bro, it's only 3 people rushing. Why I got to do all that? That don't make sense. There's no logic.
That's what Madden makes you do.
So you got to do it every play.
I stole that from Philly because Philly does it.
What? How convenient is that?
I was wondering how Philly be back there chilling.
And people wonder why I don't care. Like, this is why. Because the game is broke. That's like, for what? Why am I about to, like, get mad? I'm here for the culture.
Okay. So, AFC East, we got Grinch. That's how I feel. I'm on three right now.
So, yeah, your prediction. You guys' prediction still at Grinch?
Yep.
I don't know. He did all that talking for nothing.
I got I got peak season. I don't know.
I'm trash though.
Peak season Bills user 92 speed, but it's acceleration. Right, I don't know about that.
That's you picking peak season stuff?
Of course, dog.
Word.
Who?
Alright, AFC West. It's an easy one though.
The Chiefs.
You know I clapped him in week one, right?
Yeah, no, I saw. That's his only loss right now. That's his only loss. He's going to cook you, dog. Gonna take you to school. Wait, who's going to take you to class?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. AFC West, I'm going to go with the Chiefs, yeah. Even though he sucks.
And earlier in the podcast, somebody said Griff was 1-2. He's actually 2-1.
Oh, right. Griff's 2-1?
Griff is winning the AFC West.
Yeah, Griff already played Quay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Griff. I'm going with Griff.
So the 3-0 Little Z Chiefs are getting super slandered. I just can't even believe it.
Who's Little Z playing?
No idea.
He's got Quay week 17. He got Griff twice.
No, who has he played in the first 3 weeks?
No.
I know he played Preacher one game.
He played the Broncos, the Eagles, and football team.
Yeah.
Not impressed. But he played J Money this week. Then he played NFC in 2 weeks. He still got to play Banjo and the Raiders and Emmy.
Yeah, he got that first place schedule.
Damn, so everybody's seen Griff?
I'm going to have to go with Griff.
Damn, I'm changing my pick. I'm going with Little Z. 3-0. 3-0 Chiefs. Taking it, bro.
He
can't lose this, dog. He's 3-0. He got this.
The Raiders still got to play NFC. He still got to play the Chiefs. He still got to play Puff and J Money.
Who?
So.
Damn.
And Emmy. So he got a little schedule on him, too.
We'll have to see. AFC North. Damn. It's a tightly contested division.
I'm going to say Quay.
Quay? Hold up.
Not running for your own kin?
Not only because, Banjo's schedule's tough. I mean, he played Steph, he played Raiders, he played Emmy next, then the Bears, then the Browns, then Emmy again, and then the Chiefs, and then the Browns again. Like, he got a schedule and a half. So I think he's gonna make the playoffs, but since the Browns got the easier schedule, I think he'll probably win the division.
Yeah, I got the Browns.
Damn, just because of the easy division?
Did this.
Y'all I got the Browns because he's better, but you know, Banjo cool though. That's my guy, but you know, Browns best user in there.
I don't know about that one, but we'll.
Everybody picking Quay. I'm taking Emmy.
Emmy.
Yeah, baby. Taking Emmy.
Ew. Bruh. Y'all know who I'm picking. With all his kids in the background cheering. That's BTG. I already know.
BTG, this is when the last place reign begins, Steph. Oh, what are you talking about?
That was your fire take. Oh no, baby. We'll have to see.
BTG off to a good start though.
2-1.
He can be 7-9 and still be in last place.
You think they could get 4 playoff teams? Nah, Chiefs and Raiders gonna get 1 wild card.
That would be crazy. Can that actually happen? 4 playoffs? 4 playoffs?
Yeah, with the seven team now. Damn, you can't get 4. That's crazy.
And you could really
that shouldn't happen.
No. Because Emmy and Banjo are going to take up 2 of those.
Yeah, are crazy.
They
Niggas is making.
We getting two.
Oh shit, that's funny.
We getting two. Right. Retro and Chloro.
big facts.
Who?
What's next? AFC South. I guess we know who Reggie thinks is gonna win.
I'm picking Puffy because Reggie's on the pot right now, so I'm picking Puffy.
Wow, just a slander in person. You can only respect it.
I got Reggie.
Damn, me too.
Bro. Let me look at his schedule. Nobody does his schedule. Like, oh, he plays still in Nation this week, and then Philly back to back. So,
oh no,
I might have be in luck. I only got to beat him once.
Our divisions play each other, so you all play all of us.
Damn, Philly has 49ers and then Philly?
Yeah, 49ers and Philly back-to-back.
That's funny as fuck.
And then he got Jets and Raiders back-to-back.
Somebody
and then
did
he has
this.
Me right after that.
That's a schedule.
That is a
I feel
schedule.
Like everybody now has like dumbass schedule.
Well, I feel like just the competition level has raised in Bus League.
Yeah, on some like you just don't.
I
have
feel like there's
wins.
More depth.
Yeah, it is more. Definitely is more depth.
There's more depth in the league now.
This is madness. We're gonna have to fix that. Don't worry.
So because of his schedule, I'm gonna pick myself.
Facts.
But I do think he's gonna make the playoffs regardless. Of
I don't see how that could happen. I think y'all are dying man out. Because you can only have two wild cards. I got two wild. I think the two wild cards will come from the North, and I think the other one will be in the West. I think whoever wins the South is gonna be there on the playoffs team.
Depends, because. The Raiders can't lose. If the Raiders lose to the Chiefs, I think that's going to put them out.
Bro, the North ain't getting three teams in.
Oh, no, man.
They ain't getting three teams.
If they're not getting three, Emmy not making it then. But I think Emmy.
See, and if Emmy don't make it, then they'll puff will be in.
That's that for the AFC. Let's move on to the NFC. The NFC East.
That's easy.
NFC.
Yeah. Giants clearly winning.
Giants?
What?
No.
This is crazy. shit.
Damn. Swear I heard a slurp in the background.
Humble Pies.
as much as I want NFC, I want NFC to win the division. But I think J Money
got the first place schedule.
I want Humble Pies to win it.
You think that matters to J Money?
Yeah, J Money don't give a fuck. J Money plays chess at 5 a.m.
Luke is undefeated versus J Money in Bless.
Oh, shit, is he? No, he's not.
Yeah, both of them undefeated. Nah. If Lil Philly want NFZ to win the division, he going to have to beat J Money.
He must.
NFZ beat J Money twice last year?
They sent him the last one. It was week 17. Hey man, undefeated is undefeated.
Shut that shit up. Man, they play one game. Oh, he undefeated. Look at that slurp again.
The thing with NFZ though, he kind of inconsistent because he's a great user, but then he'll lose to teams he's not supposed to lose to. Because he doesn't play to win.
Yeah.
He plays every game for stats, and that's what loses him some games.
Facts. That's really interesting. Yeah. Why would he sacrifice wins for stats? But anyways.
All right. And Jay Money's going to play to win. He's going to try to win no matter what. So that's why I think Jay Money won.
The NFC West. It's an interesting one.
Is that even a question?
Is that even a what?
49ers.
Damn, Philly. Right in your face.
I'm going to have to go. To be honest, I want the 49ers got a super easy schedule, so I'm going to have to go with them. I mean, because Philly really can't lose another game and win that.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I mean, have you seen the 49ers schedule?
I can imagine he has a last place schedule type thing.
Last place schedule, probably.
Yeah. So I mean, he doesn't. he doesn't play. I mean, Puff is his the best user he's gonna
actually,
play.
Actually, no, he doesn't. He's got third place schedule because Charlie's in that division.
Yeah, but he's still. I mean, he plays Texans, Rams, then Philly, Seahawks, Titans, football team, Seahawks, Rams, Lions, Vikings, Bears, Panthers, Packers.
Okay, so he's got the NFC North, and then. The third place teams.
Yeah,
that's not too like terrible. 14-2 to me, but 15-1 when in the division.
Yeah, I mean, but that would mean you have to Philly. You have to beat the Chiefs, J Money, all of them. You have to win all of those games.
I don't play that division. I play y'all's division. I play you and Puff.
No, you play the same division.
Nah, we play the South. We don't play the West.
Y'all play the North.
You play J Money. You play J Money week 13, Philly. You play me week 17, and then you got to play Steeler again.
No, the reason play...
sound like three wins to me.
Hey. Talk that shit.
Hey, to be honest, by week 17, it really won't matter. That game really won't matter.
True.
It might be both handle business.
I guess. That's we'll see. So, who you guys got?
Everybody's I got Steelers.
The 49ers.
Wow. Yeah, I got the 49ers.
Y'all are gotta go with myself, dog.
Y'all don't know about Seattle Seahawks user Marcus Boswell? That's who's taking that's who's taking well, the
I play him after the pod.
Oh, bro, you about to learn.
Who?
So that's NFC West. NFC North. That's an easy one.
NFC North. Who is
bro,
that?
You see, 0-3, bro. I'm literally about to finish 13-3, bro. This is about to be crazy.
Definitely the Vikings.
Somebody yeah, I'm about to go with the Vikings. The Bears are 1-2. You're 0-3, so.
What's the Lions record?
1-2?
Ooh.
Lions is a non-factor. And Don TNP is actually son TNP. He's my son.
The Bears play Philly, Bowen, Quay, Emmy, the 49ers, pretty much back-to-back-to-back. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikings.
What's the line?
The Vikings is new in Bless League.
Relax.
He doesn't even know how to play in this league yet.
Smacking you, Steph. I told you that when
how
I brought him in.
How convenient is that?
Bruh, don't worry about me, bro. The NFC North, I got that locked up.
Didn't you just get smacked by Boss?
I really did, bro.
Ew.
Relax.
For real.
I need the scouting report on Boss.
Boss is solid.
He was really throwing the hands. Just gave me straight hands, bro. 42-23. I can't give you anything, bro. Any information I give you is without value. Let's just move on. The last division, the NFC South. We all got
Bowen. That's the worst division in football.
Yeah, that's actually the worst division in the league right there. Literally a
y'all freak. Y'all gonna disrespect Tampa Bay like that?
Of course.
He sucks.
Absolutely.
To this day.
What? Randallius?
You need to put a sound effect. You need to put a sound effect on that one.
Yo, Bowen can win. Yo, Bowen came into that league 0-5 and almost won that division. So like, you can't put any respect on this.
Ew.
Yeah, Bowen is winning that with ease.
Yeah, that's not even every year. Time on
every
single
year. I'm gonna go Bowen too though.
Every year.
Every year. Who beating Bowen out of there?
Oh man, that's funny as hell.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Exactly. He could just trade the whole team if he wants. He doesn't even need a team. He's winning that division every year. My God. So that's that for the playoff race or the division predictions. We got Little Z's article. He said, "I'm a lottery team." He said, "No, he slandered me."
in such a way I was mad posting this shit. Let me see what he said, bro. He said, the Packers would, what if I told you the Packers would finish 5-11 this season? Because by, what the fuck? Because of the way, because by the way the season is going and the incompetency of the head coach, Stefan Bagwezi, I would not expect anything less from this poorly ran team. I said, yo, what? Yo, what are we doing right now?
Shots fired.
Apparently, yeah, hold up. Let me put some gunshots. So apparently, I'm a lottery team. This is crazy. I have to turn that around.
It's the NBA now.
Like, what is he saying? He had an interview with NFZ. I just want to say that was the most garbage, most boring ass fucking interview. My bad for swearing, but that interview was trash. It was, how are you going to be politically correct in a Madden league? He said literally nothing. I was like, yo, anyways. They talked about Randy's draft.
What?
Y'all peeped? Yeah, apparently he had the best draft ever. This guy had,
he did have a great draft, though.
He got a couple X Factors, a QB. So you guys agree that he had the best draft?
I mean, you got to hit sometime with 12 picks.
That's what I'm saying. Boswell said Emmy drafted the best player, I think. Yeah. He said Daddy League's draft was really Randy. Say what?
The Daddy League's draft.
Yeah. He said they said Randy got the best draft.
Yeah.
But, can we talk about Boswell's article? Boswell's off-season one? Because I feel like he slandered me really bad. And I don't appreciate it. I'm not even on his list.
Let me see this. Yeah, because he listed basically the best off seasons, and then put Little Philly at and the top. Like, what?
He listed Steph with a great off season. Steph got the same exact team he had last year.
that's how you a very well managed team. You know, everybody, you know, gets their money. Everybody stays, and we're good. That's a perfectly ran team. What did he say about you though?
Nothing. That's the thing.
Oh, he said. Yeah.
He said I had a bad offseason because I drafted that receiver first. I'm like, so you didn't peep none of the other upgrades. Like, you didn't peep none of that. Fletcher Cox, Maddox, none of that. That was terrible.
I remember seeing Fletcher Cox. That was a big move.
Yeah. I couldn't get DK. I really wanted DK, but I'm happy with the receiver I got.
Oh, I think he could have done a little better with number one.
Who could I have drafted that would have been better?
How much speed?
The first like 13 picks was all normal dev or some shit.
Damn. Right. But as a receiver,
corner the Chargers took.
Have you seen my corners?
I mean, you can never have enough corners. Come on.
True. That's true, but I would rather have a third receiver than a fourth corner.
Yeah, Andy was supposed to go over to Jacksonville. You hold me. That was supposed to be a third receiver.
Andy was. Oh, I mean, I would have traded you the first pick. I couldn't. I would have traded you for Isabella. I promise I would.
Steph, you a hoe.
Scandal.
Because you ain't treating Isabella right, and I don't appreciate it. That is.
Hey, he's getting some love this season. He getting some love.
Isabella is a proven commodity.
Send him, Phil.
But.
You're going
Lil Philly. Lil Philly had a good offseason. Banjo had a good offseason. Emmy did. I just think my name should have been on there.
The snub. That's crazy, bro. They put BTG ahead of you, bro.
BTG?
They put Bowen, the Saints, who destroyed his team, ahead of you, bro.
Because he got Mixon.
He lost Lattimore. Like, yo.
I mean, but he still got Gilmore, and you know, Bowen played cover two anyway. So I mean, Lattimore really isn't any better at a cloud flat than anybody else.
Yeah, that's a fact.
In all my days. So yeah, that's the off season list. Couple snubs. I don't know how I made the list.
I'm late.
Steph paid him off.
I had to.
Clearly.
There's some more stuff in the Boz article. But there was something else he said somewhere. I forget. Oh, yeah, worst to first. He had a little article here. He said, somehow... okay, yeah, this is what he wrote. He said, okay, this one is a bit harder. Is it one of the tanking bros from last year? Saying, like, who's going to be first to worst? He said, no, that's too obvious. It's the man with his favorite team, Millen and the Falcons. And here's how it happens. Randy quits because he's Randy. Bowen is booted, arrested, or goes insane because Trump loses for his racist actions. And we all know by now, Kurt and the Panthers can't read. Damn. Matt Ryan cut. Matt Ryan and cut Tyree Jackson. Oh, Matt Ryan cut and Tyree Jackson will be led by the expert play caller and game manager Millen. So the Falcons end 10-6 with a division title. I fully agree. I can see all those things really happening. I'm like, bro, this thing of Boz is, he's, you know, he's pretty accurate with these.
Why he say my man couldn't read, though?
I don't know where he found that, but
because he has
wrote the trade block 85 times wrong.
Yeah,
he wouldn't do it.
Me and him got DMs about, like, his trade blocks and stuff, and he asking me who he can trade and who he can't trade, and asking me if he can trade his dude who he just traded for, and
damn,
ridiculousness.
Just flipping
players. I mean, common sense ain't common, though, so you gotta give him a break.
That's fact.
Shit.
Shit. Shit, we got a lot of topics here. Z, he guaranteed a sweep of Griff. He slandered a couple people on the way. I thought that was funny. Little Z made a list of the best front sevens. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but he noted something that I thought was interesting. The three best front sevens, according to him, they belong to three Super Bowl contenders. So my question to you, is the front seven the secret to success this Madden?
I think pass rush is. The edge rushes are crucial.
Pass rush.
You can speed up your quarterback's clock.
Unless you're playing Bowen.
Yeah, that's a fact.
This is madness. So, a pass rush, you say that's even better than having cheese wide receivers?
Yeah, I think so, honestly. Because with the receiver, you can mold pretty much any receiver into a stud. You can't. It's harder with the pass rushes, man.
You're never gonna get sacks.
Yeah, you're never gonna build a Myles Garrett. You can't.
So their value is through the roof. You're saying,
which is why I traded for Barrett, because I knew. Like, I had Clayson, but I wasn't going to be able to build him into Barrett, at least not in one or two seasons.
You know the fucking vibes?
I see. Okay, that's it for the articles. So, yeah, since we didn't do a pod last week, we didn't have a chance to announce the Blessermans from last year. And for those of you listening that don't know, or still, you know, are unaware of what Blessermans is.
Stupid!
Basically, what it is, you know, a non-competitive award. So where the players, since this is a money league, and not everyone, you know, has the skill to compete for the Super Bowl, we have non-competitive rewards. So where, if, you know, you do a lot of stuff, you know, all the requirements are written in the server. And if, you know, you follow everything and you do an extra, you end up on the Blessermans list. And
you'd be an exemplary user.
Exactly. An exemplary user. To where, yeah, you end up on the list. And you get a $10 reward if you're first team, $5 if you're second team. So basically, it amounts up to a free season. So, you know, you can end up playing in the Money League for free if you put in the work. So... For season one, we had first team,
Boz, Puff, Griff, and me.
So yeah, that's our first our season one first team Blessermans. Shout out to them. You guys are better than everyone else. And second team
was Cloro, J Money, Emmy, BTG, Randy, and Natty.
Right. Yeah. So shout out to them too. You guys are better than everyone, but not as good as the first teamers.
Yes, Philly, you would have made first team if you wouldn't have broke stat gaps.
Exactly. And that's why I was laughing, because, yeah, little Philly, you made first team, but you had to get banned.
It's not going to happen this year. We good.
And then who else?
Little Z would have made second team, but he had suspensions too.
You just absolutely hate to see this. You just hate to. So, yeah. That was a...
You know the fucking vibes?
The Blessermans from last year, you know? This year, it's the same requirements. The requirements will be changed for next season, though. So, you know, better pay attention to that.
Can we get a sneak peek or what?
I'm thinking about adding... I don't know if I want to say, but like one thing I know I'm thinking about is making a mandatory Twitter account so that I can tag users when I'm making my posts. So that'll be one thing and something else probably. I don't know.
Yeah. I like those. Me and Luke were in the league where everybody had to do that.
You know, it's just for me, it's not, I don't even need people to post. You can post on it if you want. But what I want is to be able to tag people when I'm writing, oh, such and such versus such and such, when I'm making posts on Twitter with the league account. But yeah, that's that. We'll see in due time.
And if you do make posts, you can also like tag your opponents if you like put who you're playing in there, and then that also draws attention to your opponent as well. Right. Not only just you in the league and stuff like that.
Absolutely. To be honest, people could even use their own Twitter, because I know Luke, our Giants user, NFZ, he has like a gaming type Twitter already, to where he's building a following. That's actually what I want. But like for people that don't have that or don't do that, I'll just make one. But for people that have an account like NFZ, that's what I want to have from everyone, so that I can tag you guys. You know, people get followers off that, and we get, you know, exposure, that kind of shit. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking for next Blessermans requirements. But moving off of that, the Blessermans, that was from last season. Let's end on this note: the game of the weeks, or the games of the week.
There you go, games of the week.
That doesn't sound a lot better. Games of the week. But there's many games of the weeks, you know? It's not just anyways.
I know, but there's only
Weeks.
Because and there's more than one game in each week.
Like games of the weeks.
Well, there's more than it's games of the week because it's 1 week and you have more than one game per week. So it's your games of the week.
But either way.
Games of the week.
Either way, I'm going to get it wrong forever, and it'll just have to be that. The first one we had this season, the boy peak season. I think it was his first game of Bless League, or second. No, it was his second. First game was versus you. So it was peak season, the Bills versus Millen, the Falcons. Did you guys see the game?
I did not. I was playing my game at the time.
Peak season versus Falcons. I caught a little bit of it.
It was an interesting game. Actually, it was pretty good. I think it ended like it was a two point game at the end. Yeah. 30-28 for peak season. The Bills smacked our OG Bliss League OG. But I mean, we already talked about peak season, whether or not he's real or not. So let's not do that again. Question to you guys. Do you guys think Millen will see success this Madden?
Who?
No.
What?
I hope not. I'll play him in like 15 minutes.
Oh, no, baby. I think Millen is going to figure it out, and he's gonna.
It usually takes him like 4 or 5 seasons. Well, no, last year it took him like 4 or 5
that,
seasons.
I'm not counting it as success because that doesn't.
Not with Tyree
ever. You don't think he's gonna build him up?
It's. I mean, he only has this last season and this season, and then it's just gonna be too much. But he doesn't throw the ball enough to get him high enough up there to get him dived up.
Yeah.
He runs the ball too much.
Tyree landed in the wrong hands.
Damn.
You know the fucking vibes.
They'll probably trade him. Or maybe not.
Who would trade for him, though?
Nobody gonna trade for him.
It's too late. Oh, man. Y'all saying
he's kind of old now. It's gonna be hard to know.
Yeah, you can't waste that rookie season.
Somebody did this.
That's terrible. I think he's going to figure it out sooner than we think. Upcoming game of the week. It's kind of an interesting one. I don't know. Natty, the Titans user, versus the Preacher, the Broncos user. Who do you guys are?
I'm going to go Natty.
Natty.
Who? I'm going the Preacher.
The Preacher?
Yeah.
Go with the 10-10 tie.
Damn, 10-10 tie. I don't know what I got. I got to go with my dog Natty. Just because he's kind of funny sometimes. Yo.
Fresh off vacation on the sticks? I don't know, dog. Okay, <that's true.
laughs> Well, shit, we'll have to see. That's it for everything we have to cover. How long was this? Yeah, this was longer than usual, but it's all good. So that was that for the Blessed League podcast, episode 4, Madden 21 edition. You know, we're wrapping it up like this. I wish I had an ending poem that I could recite right now, but I don't. So that'll be that. Thank you guys for showing up and, you know, giving us these fire hot takes.
Who?
And that'll be that.